burn. The one.
It's unfortunate.
Okay, I have 6 o'clock p.m. We're going to call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest, here. Falk,
here.
Moore,
here.
Steiger,
here.
Here. Here.
And we have quorum with all counselors present. And everyone is very dapper this evening as we had updated photos that will soon be on the website. That will be a nice change.
So Brendan's not going to be on the council anymore?
No. Get off that, that moment. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Millie for the second. To approve tonight's agenda, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first is the consent agenda. We have 28 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Number 23.
Number 23. Are there any other items for separate consideration?
Make a motion to approve items 1 through 22 and 24 through 28.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Millie for the second to approve all consent items except for 23. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
same sign. All right, number 23.
I have a question. This contract with the Y seems to be a yearly rollover thing, and I believe we need to do some adjusting on it. One of the things I think we need to take care of is in the programming, which is section 1A. It states the YMCA shall provide a comprehensive suite of adult and youth recreational programming for residents of the city of Washington during the duration of this agreement. Day camp is not recreational programming, and they use their day camp money. They use some of this money for day camp.
Okay.
Under their own things. And also in section 2B, they talk about working with the Washington Area Baseball Council and the Washington Area Softball Association. And in C, they talk about working with the Washington Area Soccer Program. I believe these are all 501(c)(3) programs, along with the Y. I think if they're going to be doing some of our recreational work for us, they deserve some of that money that we're putting out in recreation.
Very good. Other discussion on item 23.
Where are you reading that from?
It would be in the agreement, and the normal time to talk about the agreement would be when approving the agreement.
Okay.
So I appreciate Fran is bringing up his concerns now, but the agreement has already been set by council, and this is the bill for the agreement.
My question is, it's a rollover agreement, so when do we talk about it?
If two counselors or more would like to workshop an item, I put that on the agenda. It can always be asked about ahead of time. I know I think Sally just pulled the agreement moments before the meeting started. So
my request.
Yep. Before now.
Okay.
Other discussion on item 23.
Motion to approve item number 23.
Thank you for your motion.
Second.
Thank you for the second. Comments noted that you'd like to discuss the specifics of the agreement. I hear you. Seeing no, I'm going to call the question. All those in favor of paying this bill, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
We'll pay that bill on a vote of 4-2. Continuing forward, special event requests. We have one from WCHC Kids Fest. We have Emmy that's joined us online to introduce it. We have Greta, rather.
Okay. Both of us.
Welcome, ladies, and you always have a successful event. Is there anything you'd like to share about the event or anything that's different this year?
Not much is different. We don't have a theme yet. It will be on May 19th from 4:30 to 7:30. We're requesting our same closures, the innermost parking lane Thursday night after the farmers market. And then at noon on Friday, we just request to block off the innermost lane around the park, and that will keep the outermost lane and parking on that lane open. And then we do plan on letting businesses and residents know a week or so before of the closure, And then we will clean up after Kids Fest. So it'll all be taken care of that night.
Sounds great. Council, any questions on this event request? The one check mark not given was the insurance. However, the insurance was matched. So there's no concerns there.
Motion
yep.
to this event.
Second. Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Fran for the second to approve this event request. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Greta.
Thanks.
Our next item on the agenda is the special presentation category. We have our nuisance presentation. Elaine, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I didn't recognize Steve with his different hat on, so I double checked you there. The big thing I did right now is the door hangers. We have them on English and Spanish. I know Sally laid some out for you guys to look at. So I don't have to try to make a decision on a house and all that. I just did the police officer, and I can't remember his name, but I did all these for us. He did everyone, the junk at the curb, appliances, and snow, or grass and all that. I just printed this one out today since it was snowing, and so that you guys could look and see how well, good job he did. Jeff and I attended a conference in Corville on Thursday, November 3rd, and then Jeff wasn't able to go on Friday, so Sally and I went. All three of us enjoyed meeting different code enforcement, building, zoning people from other cities. We learned a lot from them. All the presentations were fabulous, very interesting. We learned a lot from that, too. I came back with a lot of new knowledge and a lot of good ideas, and hopefully it'll help me out a lot. Figuring Tree Service, who had the lowest bid on the right-of-way dead trees, called Jeff last week, and they're going to try to get started this week. I have not seen them here yet, but this is only Tuesday. And pretty much I've just been going through alleys and finding junk, and the grass hasn't been grown, and snow didn't stick, so about all I have right now.
Thank you, Elaine. Are there any questions for Elaine on the nuisance report? And this is informal. We don't need a motion, and you are, thank you for your time. Next up is presentation from the public. We'll start with who signed up and then see if we've missed anyone else. Mr. Roth, you're up. For those joining virtually, if you don't mind directing to the lectern, it will help.
I apologize, Sally, thank you very much. A Jingle Bell Run. It's next Saturday, the 26th of November. I'm coming to ask again, which Mr. Patius kept me too busy if I've been mowing too much, so I forgot. I forgot what Sally got me in today. But I'm asking permission, 15th annual. I've already dropped a couple sheets off to the police chief and the fire station of the route. Same route we've used for 15 years. The donations get a little positive more. My track kids decided they want a new uniform, so we're giving $500 for the uniforms. The school offsets it next year, and then we do the lights to the lights on the square. We get $500 the lights on the square too. So all money's given out.
15 years has flown by.
It has. It has. Thank you for you. We start at your place.
Well, and that's the official route now with the Y and the they have a marathon. It's all official too, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So a little not quite the normal. That's okay. Chief Lester, any concerns that you have on this event request? So you're looking for approval for the Jingle Bell Run for the 15th annual.
What was the date again? Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Registration's at 8. Race starts at 9. We're done by 10.
So that has Saturday has the Jingle Bell Run, the concert at the auditorium, the live animal, not the live animal, well, maybe, but the live radio play, and then the holiday parade all in the evening. So it's breakfast. And a tree lighting ceremony for the trees. I think it's a whole packed day of activities.
Great.
And if council sees fit, you could make a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the Jingle Bell Run for November 26, 2022.
I think Elaine's saying the motion. Will you take the second?
Sure.
All right, sweet. So motion, second. All those in favor, please. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Are we all set with insurance?
Yes, first will be, we have a new director, so she's working on it right now. She was a little busy today, so yes, we'll have insurance. Yes, I'll have a
sheet. This is through Main Street then?
Yes.
Under Main Street?
Yes.
So friendly amendment pending insurance?
Yes.
All right. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thanks.
We'll see you. Appreciate see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Sorry. Good luck, Steve.
Yep.
Thank you.
Remember us next year.
Is there anyone else that would like to address council at this time? Seeing none, we'll move out of presentation from the public into claims and financials. Kelsey.
Okay, I did get one question ahead of time on claims under water plant for global payments, the debit card and credit card admin fee. We have to pay an administration fee to be able to provide the online payments or the counter payments. So that's just a monthly thing that we end up paying, and it's all based on how many payments we process. So it will fluctuate month to month. Are there any other questions on claims?
I make a motion to accept claims for November 15th, 2022.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Fran for the second to approve these claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And the financial report.
All right. This is the October 2022 financial report. The total treasury cash and investments have increased from the end of September by $1,511,716, and that's due to receiving our property tax revenue. The October month-end balance is $11,293,571. After 4 months of operations, we're ahead of budget for revenue in all of our funds, which is awesome. The general fund by $223,988 due to our property tax and local option sales tax. Airport fund by $52,531 due to fuel sales. The road use fund by $3,618 due to road use tax. The water fund by $58,073 due to transfers in. Sewer fund by $27,791 due to transfers in. And finally, the sanitation fund by $26,923 due to charges for services. After 4 months of operations, our expenses are behind budget with all of the funds except for the general, the airport, and the sanitation funds. A common theme in most funds, as we've talked about many months now, is we're over budget for our work comp installments and our general insurance. In addition to those insurance expenses, we are over budget in the general fund for seasonal work, payments to outside entities and staff development, the airport fund for fuel and other contractual services, the road use fund for street maintenance, steel coat program, and mechanic supplies, the water plant for utilities, credit card fees, meters, and tech services, the sewer plant for utilities, the tractor purchase, vehicle operations and tech services, sewer collection for vehicle repair, and lastly, sanitation for other contractual services. Any questions?
Thank you, Kelsey. Any questions for Kelsey?
I make a motion to accept October's financials.
Okay. I have the motion from Steve and the second from Elaine to accept these financials. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kelsey. We'll continue moving into new business. The first item is discussion and consideration of the SCBA purchase for the fire department. Chief DeLong is here with us to refresh on this request, although he has a memo, and I know we all read it in its entirety and asked any questions that we could have beforehand. The floor is yours.
Good evening. All of you got a copy of my memo. So just a little background. We applied for this AFG FEMA grant like year and a half ago. It's a long time. We just found out that we got it in September. So now here we are in front of you. Our SCBAs are what we use for breathing inside of a structure fire. That we have 27 of them currently, as you see. A lot of them are nearing expiration. The bottles are. So instead of spending money on buying new bottles, we thought it'd be a time to apply for this grant and upgrade everything. Currently, our bottles allow for 30 minutes of air use inside of a structure fire. These new ones will allow for 45 minutes. So they are more upgraded, better suited for us. And we are one of the last departments in the county to get the upgraded bottles. So I'll entertain any questions, but that's kind of the gist of it. Another highlight is the masks. Currently, we just keep masks on our fire trucks and we share them or clean them This grant will allow us to purchase masks for everybody. They'll be fitted to their face. They'll carry it with them. They'll stay with their gear and their gear lockers out here, and it'll be their personal mask. So that's another big upgrade what we currently have.
Thank you for including the second page that of the $220,900, the grant amount is $183 and change, and the city contribution, if council approves, would be $37,709.53.
That is correct. And my last little paragraph in here states that we're only pursuing one option. That is because of our current setup on our trucks. If we were to go to with a different brand or a different option, we would have to exchange all the hardware off the trucks and put all new hardware on the trucks to fit them out. So that's why we only pursued the one, and we're accustomed to the Scott SCBA brand already.
And council will recall we adjusted or adopted a procurement policy a meeting ago that allows for the single bid when it's big picture advantageous versus switching equipment. Yeah. Council, questions on this request? This purchase request?
I make a motion we approve the request of the city fire department.
Second.
That's before us.
Thank you, Fran. And I think that's Isla.
Yeah,
that's on the second, for sure. Have I missed any discussion? Just to clarify, that's an expenditure of $37,709.53.
Yes.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for Saturday.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good job.
Our next item is a review of the walking audit report. It is 21 pages. There's a hard copy available for any counselor that would like it. Thanks for those that went on the walking audit. It was fantastic. I understand there was already a review, so there's no review taking place now, but we want to take a moment and probably accept it or ask any questions. My biggest question is, I mean, there's so many good things that we're already doing, things that we need to continue to do, things that relate to my hat as mayor, like there's the pocket parks, there's parklets, which I've always wanted a bump out or a parklet. And so the question is, like, how do we make these things happen? Deanna, do you want to share what you kind of told me in our one-on-one today?
Well, I think something we need to include is, like, we need to pull this out during budget time and look at it. Also, like in the spring for like maintenance with the crosswalks and the curbs, and make sure we're identifying the areas that need improvement and making sure we're getting those on the list. So, but yeah, I was very pleased with this audit, and it was fun. It was very hot the day we went and did the walking audit, but I think it was very, very good that we did this. It you know, you can drive by things 100 times, but when you're actually walking, you really get to see everything in a different perspective. So yeah, I think maybe he needs to do this again in a few years or 5 years or something and pick a whole different area. And he even suggested that when we had a review, that if there's a specific area that we're concerned about, like maybe near the school or the football field or an area that gets a lot of walking traffic, that we could do this again, because then it helps us identify safety issues or lighting or other concerns that we might have. So I think this needs to be, you know, a document that we bring out routinely and review it.
Well, and several of the recommendations would not require additional budgeting.
Right.
They're things that have already been budgeted for, like the continental paving of
the
crosswalk at several locations that don't have it, for increased visibility, or even maybe the LED, like the lighting suggestions for the underpass, could be affordable. We could at least get a bid for it and see if Kelsey will cut the if it fits in the budget.
Also, some of these a couple of the goals or projects were identified with the Great Places Committee, and Hotel Motel Committee is working on signage, and so
that would be my challenge, that we continue to in order to do the how, it requires all of us to keep the focus on the on the what, or you know.
Yeah, I'd love to have just the file of just this report, if somebody could send it to me.
Oh, you mean the electronic file?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just this.
And there is a bound version with like plastic. Yeah, I have enough for everybody. Mm-hmm.
I have like 10 copies left.
Do we need an action on this? I don't see an action item.
For just to review and discuss a little bit.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Council, unless there's any comment, we'll continue forward. The next item for consideration is the discussion and consideration of a resolution that would approve amended cemetery rates. I read through this and the comparison at some length, and this has Sexton Duvall can describe the amount of time that's gone into this recommendation that Deanna and Nick have put together. The floor is yours to update, and then we'll see if council has any questions on your recommendation. Nick.
Okay, so basically you have one summary and several other pages. The big grouping shows you what other cemeteries are charging. The one page is cemetery revenue calendar, this calendar year to date. What it would be if we had the proposed changes already in place, and what it would be if we adjusted them for inflation since the last time we adjusted prices.
Hmm.
So inflation, the last time we adjusted opening and closing rates of graves was 2016. Inflation's gone up by 25% since then. Last time we adjusted cemetery plot prices, inflation was 2008. Inflation's gone up 37%. So you can see that those changes, what I've proposed is in the middle of that. Would have created approximately $12,000 year to date so far in additional revenue versus what we've actually received. Or if you look at inflation, that's a little over $20,000. Cemetery rates are not adjusted yearly like water and sewer rates or garbage rates.
So you did a comparative of all the communities of similar size, similar comparison size of inflation, selected rates that are in the middle of those two things, put them into the form of a resolution that you're recommending council approve that makes slight adjustments. Correct. That haven't been adjusted in 7 years.
Correct.
Okay. Council, questions on the proposed fee changes? Sometimes we workshop these items. Sometimes we direct staff to do so and provide a recommendation. And the latter is the case today.
I make a motion to accept these increases for the cemetery as recommended by me.
Would you form it in the terms of the resolution, since it'll be a roll call vote?
Okay. That we accept this resolution of the increases of our cost for or increase those monetary prices that Nick has recommended.
Perfect. So I have the motion from Elaine to approve this resolution, as she said, the motion, which incorporate all of Nick's changes.
I'll second.
And I have a second. I'll do discussion. Okay. So I have a motion. I have a second. Discussion. Steve's first. He raised his hand.
I have trouble with a couple things. Okay. Interment for somebody, and if they've been cremated, I think is too high. And the other thing I have a really hard time with is raising the rate for an infant.
We did.
I didn't raise
the rate.
Okay. Sorry, my misunderstanding. Okay.
So it's infants are the same price as cremations.
Okay. That's.
Yeah, it is a, when we speak about it that way, it is not a pleasant thing to discuss, but it is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Steve. Other discussion.
When would this go into effect?
January 1.
Okay. Do we have an idea what the costs are for the cemetery, what our expenses and all that?
As far as
total? Yeah, total.
So we do not cover our expenses.
Okay.
With this revenue.
Okay. That's kind of what I was.
It's not a break even department. It's a service.
But sustaining. We want to try to, as much as we can.
Right.
Yeah. Cover.
Trying okay. to be reasonable.
Right. Right. Within reason. Okay.
And the comparatives. Well, our prices are right in the middle.
Comparables being in the middle of other communities our size, not the most expensive, not the least expensive, but comparable to communities our size.
And some of these people that you talked to were considering raising their rates?
They were considering raising their rates, and I don't know what that will be.
Okay, so.
Until they actually do it. About half have done did it in July 1.
I see.
Mm-hmm. The other half are February 1.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Millie. Other discussion? I have a motion and a second. I'm going to call the question if I haven't missed any. Please call the roll on that on this resolution, Sally.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngblood?
Yes.
Arnold?
Yes.
And these adjustments will go into effect on January 1st. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks for your work. A lot of research.
Our next item for consideration is discussion and consideration of a resolution that would extend the program for tax abatement under the Washington Urban Revitalization Plan for Washington, Iowa. I believe there's a memo from Kelsey, and my notes have this extension from our 3 years for an additional, no, from 10 years to an additional three. Oh, it was Sally, my bad. I didn't have that part of my notes. Sally, anything else for the benefit of council besides the three-year extension? Council, discussion of extending our urban revitalization plan that was originally set in 2012 for another 3 years.
I would make the motion we approve this
resolution.
Program, resolution, yes.
Second.
I have the motion from Millie and the second from Fran to approve this resolution. Discussion.
I have a question. When we initially approved this 10 years ago, did we anticipate it would be the kind of thing that would be renewed, or is this typically just a temporary thing and then we move on?
Good question. I gather it's because several of the projects that like kind of began in this 10-year span are ongoing or just started. So this kind of
includes
them in what was the original intent of the program. Am I missing anything?
Also add that, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
In several communities have contacted us in the last 2 or 3 years to get their program back going and see what other communities are doing. So it's definitely something that communities are looking into or keeping going.
And the other thing I would...
People to build and...
Right.
Yeah, it's to the mutual benefit of our community and their investment. Does that answer your question?
Sally, were you going to say something?
Yeah, the other thing I would add is that in looking back at when this was put into place, there had previously been a program here in Washington in the 90s that had expired, and then they brought it back 10 years ago. So it's not new to Washington.
Great points, great question. Does that satisfy?
And so the general consensus is yes, this does actually attract.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we've been using it.
I would hate to be just shelling out.
Oh, it's
tax credits or whatever you call them, if it's not actually driving, investment.
Yeah, driving the engine, sure.
Good, thank you.
I believe there was a motion and a second. That's discussion, other discussion. A resolution being a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers? Yes.
Youngblood?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Yes.
Our next item for consideration is a resolution that would approve an electric facilities extension agreement for the NLW2 subdivision. Those are our next two items of business. One is for electric, one is for gas. The memo details that this is the precedent for the first subdivision, but wasn't included in just the part of the agreement, that by approving it tonight, I can sign it tonight and they'll get right to work. The cost will be repaid at $4,000 a meter, and there's already three permits out, including a fourplex.
Four
permits.
Building permits, and one's a fourplex. So that's 4 meters right
so
there.
Right out the gate, we will recover about a fourth of this cost.
Mm-hmm.
Deanna, anything that I'm missing from your recommendation to approve?
No, you pretty much said it all, that, you know, I mean, there's an expense up front, but then as we're refunded for the meters, we'll eventually get our money back.
Thank you, Deanna. Council, questions on these resolutions? And they would be separate.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Isla.
Yeah,
well, that'll work. Thank you, Isla, for the motion and Steve for the second. I understand it to be for the first resolution for the electric facilities extension.
Correct.
Sally, please call the roll on that resolution.
Moore?
Yes.
Banger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. The next resolution is the same, but for gas.
Motion to approve this agreement for gas facilities.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Fran for the second on this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Banger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is a resolution of intent to dispose of real property. This would be for a lot in the business park. I have a little confusion. Did you say we were setting a public hearing? Is that part of this?
This is part of it. It says that we'll have the public hearing on December 6th.
Okay, thank you. So this resolution with intent to dispose of property sets the public hearing for our next council meeting on December the 6th. And then at that time, we would hold a public hearing and also dispose of the property and
approve the purchase agreement with the...
And that.
Yes.
Two. Council, questions on... I mean, this is why we built the business park. This is the process to sell lots. I would recommend approval.
And
motion to approve the resolution of disposing of lot 8 in the business park.
Thank you, Bethany, for your motion.
And is this the price that we set? I mean,
this is phase 2. So the phase 1, we had prices set. The phase 2, we don't. So this is the, this was the price that,
Okay.
The council gets to look at that next meeting.
Okay.
So I have a motion from Bethany and the second from Millie, and the discussion was on setting of the price, which Deanna negotiated based off of the lot prices for the first phase. A roll call vote. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindman?
Yes.
Yes.
Baker? Yes.
Thank you, council. Our next item is discussion and consideration of the fiscal 22 state TIF report, which we do every year. Is this Deanna or is this Kelsey?
Kelsey.
Okay. Kelsey, anything that you'd like to point out with our annual TIF report?
This report is just a look back of how we spent our TIF revenues in,
Great. Council, any questions on the fiscal 22 report? Thank you, Isla, for the motion. Elaine for the second. If I haven't missed discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Council. Yes. Item number 9, discussion and consideration of a resolution obligating and appropriating urban renewal tax revenue funds for repayment of eligible debts for fiscal 24. In similar fashion, this ties right in with the TIF that we just did.
This is the look forward report that we have to file by December 1st, asking for money for fiscal 24.
On time.
Yeah.
Because this is our last meeting before that December 1st deadline.
Yes, it is.
Council, questions on this resolution?
Make a motion. We approve the obligating and appropriate urban renewal tax revenue funds for the repayment of eligible debts for fiscal year 2024.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Millie for the second on this resolution. If I haven't missed discussion, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Banger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next four items are second or third readings. Oh, this one will be a little complicated, but it will be fine. Of different work. You'll remember this second reading for amendment number 2. It behooves us to pass the second reading, a roll call vote to suspend the rules, and then do a third reading because of why? Just the timing?
Yeah, so everything's been done for TIP. These ordinances are for the certification and setting the start date as January 1st of 21.
So all to be January 1. Kevin, my question for you is, if we suspend the rules with item number 10, are they, do they remain suspended for item number 11?
No, you have to do a separate vote.
Great. Cool.
Sorry.
Council, questions on the general procedure that we're going to follow right now? Okay, so I would recommend approval of the second reading.
To approve second reading of.
Thank you, Isla.
Second.
That's Isla with the motion for the second reading. That's Millie with the second for the second reading. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Millie for the second to suspend the rules. The rules are now suspended. Nope, just kidding. Roll call vote.
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Now they are. And if so fit, we can pass a third reading of that amendment number 2.
I make a motion we approve the third reading.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Millie for the second for the third reading of amendment number 2. Please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. That's item 10. Item 11 is the proposed second reading of the Bazooka Farm Star project area.
Now we're looking for the first.
Nope, we're going to pass the second reading.
Okay.
Of number 11 first.
Motion to pass the second reading of this ordinance.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran for the second. Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
That second reading now passes, and I'd like a motion to suspend the rules.
Motion.
So moved.
So I have a motion from Fran and a second from Millie. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
And now the rules are suspended and that third reading can take place.
Motion to approve the third reading.
Okay. Oh, well, I thought Fran was going to take it. Millie with the motion and Elaine with the second for the third reading. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
You know, almost a round of applause. Thank you, Council. That mm-hmm. business is done. Jennifer, you almost ran for council. You could have been right with the party. Yeah, that was a lot.
See the things I make you do.
Yep. Yeah. We'll continue forward. Now, thank you again, Council, for and staff for keeping us on track. Mm-hmm. Our next item is the second reading of an ordinance amending Chapter 69. This is the electric vehicle parking.
Make a motion we approve Chapter 69 parking regulations, parking for electric vehicles only.
Second.
So I have the motion from Fran and the second from Millie. Is that discussion?
No, I was going to say.
You're going to say. Yeah. Okay. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call the roll on this second reading.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next items are readings related to West Buchanan. The first is the third reading for Chapter 3604, Speed.
Motion to approve the third and final reading of this ordinance.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. Steve for the second. Sally, please call that roll.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
And that law is now enforceable. Thank you, Council. The next item is the third reading for 6502, stop signs.
Motion to approve the ordinance for the stop sign.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany, for your motion and Millie for the second on this third reading. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinsman?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next three items are pay applications that were added items Friday and by law Monday and was posted. Before we make motions on these pay apps, the delay was due to
Buchanan one. We got in an email on Friday, and then the one for NLW2 and the country club, we got in the mail yesterday.
So from Jack Pope late, and you wanted to add them, so we didn't wait 3 weeks.
Yeah. between meetings, so I didn't want them to have to wait to get paid.
Perfect. Thank you, Deanna. So the first item is pay app number 11, but that's for the amount of $7,625. $7,219.45 of that is reimbursed.
Motion to approve this pay application.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion.
Second.
And that was Elaine that snagged the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Our next item is pay application number 6. This was $14,178.75.
Make a motion to approve pay application number 6 to the NLW2 added item.
I'll second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Bethany with the second for this pay app. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. Our final item of new business is pay app number 3, 246-235-25.
Motion to approve pay app number 3.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany, and Steve with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That takes care of our new business. Moving forward to old business, we have one tabled item. Do I have a motion to untable?
Second.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion, and Millie for the second to untable the railroad merger counteroffer. Sally, please call that roll.
Sanders? Yes.
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 Thank you, Council. That item is now untabled, and we can discuss. We do have Larry that's joined us. Hello, sir. And just an update. Oh, here. I mean, you've all received it last week. It is unchanged. If you'd like to look again, you can pass it down. Questions that you had that I could address, I did. I think you've been updated. We spoke with Chief DeLong. He spoke with the railroad. Was it Tony? Tony at the railroad regarding the foam trailer. They've had communication. I believe he's satisfied, and that could still be an option on the table. Chief DeLong did not recommend that we hold off on this offer in relation to the foam trailer. Steve, you had spoken about concern about loss of life and an accident. I've heard that loud and clear. I don't believe that's related to our like offer or acceptance of it. It's, and the merger in general. It's, I think we need to put safety first, but it's not quite related to this. Just to update you, I spoke with Ariel on the phone, email, and then on the phone twice today about the offer and where we stand. While I was told the money would not change at all, I wanted to make sure it couldn't be shuffled or moved. If council closed one or two or three, I wanted to absolutely make sure that we get the best deal possible. And I believe this is that. From Ariel's mouth to your to mine to your ears, this is the last, best, and final offer. Our relationship has been good, and in that vein, we've been honest, and she was honest with me that this is what a good offer, and it's not going to get any better. And that there's no money, that money is coming from other communities. We're kind of one of the last ones on the table. So my concern was I don't want hindsight to be 2020, that this wasn't the best offer. I have been led to believe that's not the case, that this is a good offer, and that we should be confident in our vote to accept it if council sees fit. Larry, would you like to say anything?
Just to repeat that we don't. Hang on, 1 second.
No problem. I think because you've got two of them.
There we go. Now I think I got it. No, I just want to reiterate what I've said multiple times to you before. That again, I know you've got some additional questions. I think with some of the conversations we have with the chief, and I forwarded on some additional information on utility crossings and the bridge standards as well. These are all key items that we can continue to have outside of this arrangement, and we look forward to continue to have with you as those issues come up. So appreciate your consideration tonight, and I'm standing by to answer any additional questions you have.
Yep. We took time. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe you said this and I was reading this. I didn't. Last time there was concern with the sewer and water lines under the tracks on these various locations. Is that hasn't that been looked into or?
That has been looked into. Larry can give the better answer than I. Mine would be about the study that was done with vibration. Larry, the question was about the infrastructure that goes under the tracks again, water, sewer, any concerns there? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just to reiterate again, so that when we give utility access to come under the tracks, that engineering standards that are a part of that are for the max capacity of that track. So we build that in at the beginning. So if we ever had to upgrade train weight, number of trains, all of that, we're already engineered in that. So I did share those engineering standards. They're not close to those information. We regularly share them anyways, but I did forward that to the mayor today. So you're welcome to review them. And if you have any questions or concerns, as I said before, I'm happy to set up a meeting with our public works or engineering folks to review them, but you do have all those standards at hand as well. But there's no concerns from our standpoint.
I'm hearing about present standards going forward. What about behind us? What's already in the ground? Who's responsible? And what are we going to do if we have a problem?
So again, the standards that were set previously would encompass max capacity of that line. So we would have already engineered them to handle any additional trains that would come on the line, additional weight of the trains. All of that is already built into the engineering standards that originally set. Again, before, if you've got questions or concerns on it, I'm happy to set up that meeting between your public works folks and ours to review what's under there and talk through any questions or concerns you have. But from an engineering standpoint, there are no concerns from the railroad standpoint. Everything that's built in there is safe and sound for the traffic that's coming through.
Other question?
Question, I guess I'll keep it brief, sorry. So the clause in here about the payment for closing a crossing, does that have any sort of time limit on it? Say we decide not to close the lane now, but in 5 or 10 years, to change your mind? Is there any sort of sunset clause in the agreement?
Excellent question. Larry, can you answer the question about any sunset clause for if we were to close two and then maybe a few years down the road close another crossing? Would this agreement still be in effect?
No, the agreement would still hold. The only thing I could think of that might change might be that state match that's built into the bipartisan infrastructure law. So it's conceivable that when that were to run out in 5 to 6 years, so there's a, and forgive me if I'm getting ahead of what some of you may know, built into the bipartisan infrastructure law was the ability for these federal funds that come from the feds to Iowa DOT, allows for Iowa DOT to match up to $100,000 of a railroad payout to close a crossing. So we're certainly going to go above that, but Iowa DOT can only pay out $100,000 on that. It's conceivable that in 5 to 6 years when the bipartisan infrastructure law runs out, that $100,000 match could go away. So that's probably the incentive for you to do it sooner rather than later. But from CP's standpoint, that incentive is there. We would love to close a crossing at any point in the future.
Thank you, Bethany. Other questions?
What about opening a crossing down the road?
Steve asked about opening a crossing down the road. If the city were to expand, I know we wouldn't receive a financial incentive to open a crossing, but I don't even know what that process is.
It's a long drawn out process.
Says our city attorney. So. Larry, is there anything you'd like to add about opening a crossing?
Yeah, the general railroad standards is if you want to open a crossing, you need to close too. So the long-term plan, both by the railroads, Iowa DOT, US DOT, the Federal Railroad Administration, everybody, is to reduce the number of crossings. So the general consensus is if you would ever want to put a crossing back into service, you would need to reduce that by two. So that at the end of the day, we're all coming out ahead on reducing the total number of crossings that are out there. I actually just, part of the reason I'm in my office is I just left a meeting with Wisconsin DOT in Madison where the FRA was there. And again, they said they actually have, the FRA has due outs every year on the total number of crossings they want to see reduced nationwide. So there is certainly pressure in the opposite direction to reduce the number of crossings. If you wanted to open one, it's conceivable to have that conversation, but you would, from our standpoint, you would want to plan for reducing that by two to make up for that, any additional one that would go in the future.
Plus all the costs with all the arms, everything would be borne by the city.
Very well. Mm-hmm. Council, other discussion on what would be the community investment and settlement agreement with CP?
I would like to make a motion to approve the merger counter offer because our questions, we're not going to improve the offer. We may have questions that come along later, but it's not going to influence our what the offer is right now, right?
Correct.
Either take it now or whatever. So,
second.
I have a motion from Isla and I have a second from Fran to approve this community investment and settlement agreement. So now if there's any further discussion, it should be related to the specifics of the agreement. Is there any further discussion?
I feel like I'm being held with a gun to my head over this. It's just being railroaded.
That's appropriate.
Thank you, Steve. Any other discussion?
I just want to say that we're accepting this in good faith as that they will continue to talk to us about the ability to the trailer, and mm-hmm. I accept that as good faith mm-hmm. on their part.
So Elaine's comment was mm-hmm. to approve this in good faith. That was the sentiment on the phone with Ariel as well, that in good faith, that honesty continues to be a two-way street until it's not, and so far so good. So thank you. Any other discussion? This is a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have unanimous approval. Thank you, Larry, for joining us twice, and you've been at the end of the meeting twice. I hope it wasn't too painful for you.
No problem. I appreciate you all. I'm here if you ever need anything. So thank you very much for your time.
Council, that concludes our business this evening. We will finish with department reports. Chief Lester.
The October activity report was in your package. Other than that, still down one control unit. I believe they ordered or maybe even received the new order. So that project is good. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin.
Nothing going on.
I do think I just received a text message. We'll talk about it after. Deanna.
The only thing, you got my report. The only thing I want to mention is that tomorrow we are doing the diagnostic review for the Quiet Zone study. And so I have JJ and Keith from the city joining. And I will also be attending that review.
Thank you, Deanna. Let's keep it moving this way. Fran.
Not much. My brother won the election up in Minnesota to be the mayor of the city he's living in.
Hmm.
So he's going from council to mayor.
Well, it's all in the family.
Yes. We're keeping politics rolling. Other than that, our new family member is doing fine after his second round of shots. He doesn't like shots. He kind of passes out once in a while. But he's up and moving. He's doing better. He's gained 1.5 pounds, so he's doing good.
This is your dog?
This is his dog, yes. Okay. He had to replace the one we lost after 13 years.
I did have a call about leaf pickup, and I talked with Jaron and Deanna, and hopefully we got that settled. I know the crew has been working very hard, and they've got one machine, and when will they stop working doing that?
Usually it's till Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, okay.
Unless they've missed any leaves that they haven't picked up, and they mm-hmm. typically do
right.
a clandestine, they do a little.
Okay. So thank you for your help with that. I'm also on the Farm to Film Festival board of directors, and we are raising funds for the film festival that's coming to Washington next May 20th and 21st. So I have some information here. If anybody would like to make a donation, be a member, get your name in the booklet, we'd love to have you. So I'll have a couple of papers here and I'll pass them around after the meeting. So I think that's about it. Perfect.
I'll just share that I had the opportunity through connections with our city and our 294th Medical Division to go to the Iowa City Readiness Center for the Iowa National Guard and meet the Brigadier General Osborne, which was a pleasure this morning, and spent about 4 hours up there receiving some briefings with other employers and leaders and representing the city in that way. And it was informative and worth the drive. Other than that, it's a full week, and I won't bore you with all of those details, but this morning was something worth sharing. Elaine.
If I've been out of the country for the last 2 weeks, I really have nothing, but home food is home.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Let's see.
That'd be good. No.
Fair enough. Isla, what do you have for us?
The new Main Street director is in place and doing a fabulous job. We have 90 trees in town that will be put up and decorated next Saturday. So if you have some time in the morning, we're needing lots of help to get the trees set up and ribbons and lights put on them and the memorial plaques just put in front of the trees. So 90 trees, so it's going to be a nice cold morning. If you'd like to come and chip in, we'd really appreciate the help. So otherwise, I guess quite a bit of time devoted to that project, but it's going to be beautiful. There are LED lights. It's going to be a lovely display in the park, and we're very glad to have Samantha Meyer on as director. She's taken hold and is doing a fabulous job already with Main Street. So
thank you, Isla. Bethany.
With today being the first snow of the season, I guess I still have concerns that we haven't gotten the word out enough to folks about our new smart snow parking ban. So just want to put a plug in again that I think this would be a great opportunity if we could have a city email listserv or some other way to communicate with the public.
Points
taken.
I'm going to
keep plugging it.
That's the job. Thank you for mentioning it.
That's all I had. So that's something different.
Yeah. They don't
shop. Yeah. Motion to adjourn.
That is it. And do I have a second from Steve? Motion from Bethany. Second from Steve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Council. 6:58.